podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Most Cochrane reviews summarise the results of trials, but some of the reviews look at how best to obtain and present results. Eli Ackle, from the State University of New York at Buffalo in the United States, has led a new review examining this issue.
Presenting statistical information about the effects of health interventions is key to helping people make well-informed decisions. However, there are a number of different statistical formats to present the exact same information. We wanted to find out how these compare to each other. We knew of several studies in health, but also in the fields of marketing and economics, that have found that showing people different formats can lead to different decisions. Our Cochrane Review investigates this effect by comparing the three following statistical formats frequently used in healthcare: the relative risk reduction, the absolute risk reduction, and the number needed to treat. I will start with an example to explain these three formats. Imagine a study comparing the occurrence of stroke over 1 year in a group of patients receiving a new drug to a group receiving a placebo. 2% of those taking the placebo suffer a stroke, while 1% of those taking the new drug suffer a stroke. First, we could say that the risk of stroke was cut by half or 50%. This format is called a relative risk reduction. Second, we could say that the risk was reduced by 1%, that is 2% in the placebo group minus 1% in the treated group. This format is called an absolute risk reduction. Finally, we could say that if 100 patients were to take the medication instead of not taking it, one patient would benefit by averting a stroke. This is called the number needed to treat. It is not easy to find studies that compare these formats amidst the vast number of studies that simply mention one or more of them. In fact, our investigation required us to sift through more than 23,000 titles and abstracts to find the potentially relevant studies. In the end, we identified 35 relevant trials conducted among health consumers, health professionals, or both. We found that the effect of an intervention is falsely perceived to be larger when it is presented as a relative risk reduction compared to when it is presented as an absolute risk reduction or number needed to treat. Moreover, people who receive the information as a relative risk reduction were more willing to start taking the medication than if they were shown one of the other statistical formats. It is interesting to note that pharmaceutical companies have been using the more persuasive format marketing their drugs to clinicians for many years. Unfortunately, none of the studies assessed the outcome we were most interested in, whether more people actually do start taking the medication, which would be a more convincing outcome than a simple expression of willingness. And although our findings applied to both health consumers and health professionals, none of the studies looked at policymakers. While the results of this review tell us which statistical format is more likely to induce people to start taking a medication, they don't inform us which format is likely to help patients make the decision that is most appropriate for them. In fact, the most appropriate decision in the example I began with would probably be that patients who are highly averse to stroke should take the drug, while patients who are highly averse to its side effects should avoid it. Until more studies become available, and given that relative risk alone is likely to misinform decisions, clinicians need to also present patients with the absolute change in risk. We would also like to see more education in health numeracy for health consumers and also for health professionals.
To read more and see how Eli and his colleagues present their findings, you can access the review at www.thecochranelibrary.com.